It's the start of the fall season, but we're dealing with extreme heat. Sports drinks do not do a good job of rehydration, so I strongly suggest that you stay ahead of your hydration with Hydrolite. It's the best way to stay hydrated with proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water. And Hydrolite does this better than anything else we've tried at the Pinsky House. Everyone here swears by it. Hydrolite comes in great flavors, orange, berry, lemonade. You can find Hydrolite at Rite Aid or at Hydrolite.com/Dr. Drew. For a limited time, my listeners can save 30% on Hydrolite. Just click on the banner at drdrew.com and use the code DrDrew18. That's Hydrolite.com/Dr. Drew and use code DRDREW18.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Facebook Live and Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. I'm here today in a live broadcast to answer some questions about the possible whereabouts of Molly Tibbett. And she is a missing person from Iowa who's been in the news recently. She was 20 years old, or is 20 years old, and was house sitting for her boyfriend and his brother, and went out running and disappeared unexpectedly. She wasn't the type that seemed like she would run away. She was a college student. She had a lot of friends. Beautiful girl. And it's drawn a lot of media attention because it's just such a curious thing that she disappeared. So I brought in today three psychic mediums whom I've worked with before. On cases like this, when we worked with Joe Ringer, we were able to sort of pinpoint certain things that may be helpful to the case and maybe help find her. We're all doing this by our feelings. We don't know exactly what's the truth, but whatever comes to us, we'd like to report and see if it's helpful. We're not, you know, trying to get in the way of any kind of investigation or anything like that. But it's always nice to have an intuitive give information that they get that we don't see by the naked eye. So I brought together today Jennifer Schaefer, who is a forensic psychic. She works with the FBI quite a bit. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
She was the first one who wanted to do this. We didn't have the opportunity of getting a guest that knew Molly, but we figured, you know, we just would use our intuition and see what we could come up with. And then she really loves working with Rebecca Fearing, who's here in the house as well, because Rebecca has a lot of experience with this, and she's found people and saved them. And,
yes,
you know, we've had stories on our podcast about that, and I find it really amazing what she can do. And then on the line and floating over and a ghosty face over my shoulder. Not sure how that's transcribing on Facebook, is Khalees Simone, who
Hi guys.
Is in New York.
Hi.
And she's got her own take on everything too. So, you know, I like to have three different opinions in something like this.
Absolutely.
It kind of helps to have more than one person do it. And we'll just sort of let them guide us and see what they can come up with. But first, before we get into addressing this tragic event, which obviously has shaken the nation, I'd like to introduce you to Toni Ingram. She's on the line as well. Hi, Toni.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for being on Calling Out. We really appreciate a last-minute interview, but the reason we're having Toni on is Toni was on a previous Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, episode 27, which was about 100 episodes ago. And we had Lynette Carolla and I did a show called Crimes, and she was one of my first sideshow network shows. And the spirit of her daughter, she lost her daughter to a murder, and she's experienced this firsthand, and it's been about 7 years. So she's been dealing with this day in and day out since the death of her daughter, and she has so many insights into, and she's grown so much over the years, helping people who are in the same experience. And Tony, tell us what you're up to these days.
Currently, I'm the West Coast Director for FOVAMP, which is Families of Homicide and Missing Persons out of Denver. So I work firsthand with the families of missing loved ones and cold case homicides like our daughter, unfortunately. Our daughter was 20 years old when she was killed, the same age as Molly is, and she's missing right now. And it's just horrific and unthinkable, and I know what these families go through. I work with these families all the time, and it's horrible, and they never give up. They'll just never, ever give up, and they just want answers. They just want wherever the answers come from. They don't care. They just need the answers. It's like pieces of puzzle, of a gigantic puzzle, and all these pieces have to come down from the sky or wherever they're coming from to put this picture together, so they can find out what happened to their loved one. And they, like I said, they'll never give up.
And I know you worked with Jennifer originally, mm-hmm, on this case. And then you also
I'm also the Academy Director for the JS Intuitive Investigations Academy, which is Jennifer's baby. And I work with the law enforcement along with Jennifer and the co-victims, which are the families of the missing and murder victims. So, I do it for both FOVAMP and for Jennifer. And I'll tell you, it's just really gratifying. It's hard. It's hard work. And I don't know how the intuitives do it, because I know it's hard on their heart, but they do it for free. They do it pro bono, and they give them themselves. And I'll tell you, being one of the families and speaking with families all the time, the families and law enforcement really, really appreciate everything they get from these intuitives. They do.
I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful for you, Tony. I think you know that.
Jennifer.
Also, a shout out to all the beta testers for our app that are helping these on a pro bono basis, helping these cases. And you've been so instrumental in making sure that everything runs smoothly. I don't know what I'd do without you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And you guys are all wonderful. You're amazing, and you're helping so many families, and they appreciate it too.
Well, I don't want to say, straight out here that there's a good chance that Molly's disappearance could be a homicide, but we don't want to lose hope that it is, isn't. We're not going to look into that. Today I really want to have some ideas and details as far as if she's dead or alive, where she is, and how can we somehow get clues. And I know that your daughter Morgan is a strong spirit, and she has she's around. She was messing with Jennifer's shower, turned the electricity off, and Rebecca had a flood right before she got here.
I took a cold shower.
I didn't have too much trouble because I tried to not look into it too soon. I'm trying to keep the spirit. And I entertain ghosts in my house all the time when I have these shows. So, I don't mind. I think it's actually kind of cool to know that there's, that I have these entities around me, but I just don't want another flood. I just finished patching up the roof in my living room, like literally on Friday. So let's keep the water from spraying anywhere in the house. But I do think the three of these psychics are extremely good at what they do. And I'm going to let, Jen kind of start and see what she can come up with. She's investigated a lot about this. The only things that we really do know is that she was house sitting for her boyfriend's brother, and she went missing. And there were certain places that law enforcement were looking at, and I'm going to show some pictures if it happens to come up, where she was, maybe when she was abducted, or where she was, last seen, or whatever, intuitively, maybe we can look at that. there's, you know, she was jogging on this big highway where she could have just gotten picked up by, I mean, common sense says she was on the running on the highway, got picked up and was taken away. You know what I mean?
Right.
But also it could be within 20 miles of her house and right. she could be somewhere. But, there was another woman, another 20-year-old woman found yes. in the vicinity, and they mm. determined that it was not her. So what was that? Is that you?
That was just me, you agree.
Okay. And, you know, so they've done all the normal, you know, investigations of this type of things. And, you know, the police are asking for any kind of information that you have. If you're in the Brooklyn, Iowa area, then, you know, and you may have seen something, you know, you can go to these websites like findingmolly.iowa.gov, and you can give anonymous tips. They've interviewed all the local people that might be suspect, and they're not coming up with much, but, you know, we don't know much about right. the case itself. And the one thing I did learn in working with Joe, finding Joe, Joanne, we realized that the police doesn't always do the best job finding this. I mean, there's Correct. Only so much they can do until right. they find something.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I'm going to let you take over, Jen.
Okay. So I just, for those that are listening, I just want to explain a little bit about the process and why this is so important. What I believe is, you know, we always search for the person with, as far as my academy goes and Investigation Alliances, we don't predict death. We don't say whether they're dead or alive. We actually try to find information. And so in finding information, it's not even evidence. And I'm being very careful about language here. And the reason for that is because there's been too many people too many psychics that say certain things that have given us a bad name, especially when it's come to crimes. And so part of this has to do with we don't do the work of going out in the fields. We just give information that they have to make evidence. We don't even give evidence. They actually have to make it evidential. So in that process, in looking at this case, like today is 1 month from the time that she's been reported missing. She has been missing, though, since yesterday, a month ago yesterday. There are 5 different spots that law enforcement and the FBI are looking at. They're asking for people, and this is what we really want to tell you guys, is it doesn't matter if you saw anything. If you were in that area at that point in time, whether it was in the Brooklyn, Iowa city area or out on the Outer Banks or at what they call, what was a car wash that had mm-hmm. a straightaway to the I-80 highway, or whether it was actual parcel, but there was cornfields. Like, even if you just were there at the time that it happened, but you didn't see anything, call in and just explain what you saw. It could be nothing to you, but it could be everything to them. And this is where people get it confused. They think, well, I didn't see some guy take her, or I didn't see it could be this most subtle clue of there was a guy wearing a hat that was smoking a cigarette and went, and I heard, you know, it could be anything.
Right. So the
please let them know that
they were pinpointing a car wash.
Correct.
A truck stop.
Right.
This is all on July 18th. A farm more than 3 miles away from downtown Brooklyn, and another farm about more than 6 miles away. So those are the areas that they were interested in.
Right.
She was seen running by the car wash, the D&M car wash, I think mm-hmm. it was. And if you saw a girl running and you happen to see them in that area, you can go online too, and you can look at the
right.
places.
Everything's out there.
They have links that you can go to where it'll say if you saw anybody at the DMM car wash on the evening of July 18th to contact via this tip page here. If you go to, you know, findingmolly.iowa.gov or near the TA truck stop on the evening of July 18th.
Or a couple days before.
And then, or the area of 385th Avenue on the evening. So they're trying to find people that may have seen her.
Right. And even if it wasn't that particular night, even a couple nights before, if you saw something suspicious in those areas, call it in.
Yes.
Because I believe that this attempt wasn't the first attempt. I think that it was, you know, it's happened a couple times before. And
I agree with that.
Okay, so I strongly feel that if you saw something a couple days before, even a week before, mm-hmm. I think this was something that wasn't just the spur of the moment. And I think that every piece of information helps. Every piece of information will help. I think Crime Stoppers are amazing. You can actually call in anonymously and give information. And the other thing that I want to say to you guys is there's no bad information. If you're an honest person, of course, and you're wanting to help, it could be anything, even the hat, even anything. If you're in that area.
You're really focused on a hat. What was the hat?
I don't know. I just saw it. There's something with a hat, a red hat.
Oh, I saw a red hat too.
Did you?
You did.
I've seen it a couple times. Okay.
Okay.
So I know when I say things, I know what's mine and I know what I'm getting. I didn't say that here, but just give the information. Allow it to allow them to go through it. Again, you might think it's really small that that you saw some kid, you know, being taken into a van or whatever. I'm just saying this is a hypothetical. Just report it if you thought it was a little bit strange,
okay.
Whatever it is. And they said that. So on the website that Susan just gave, can you repeat that one more time?
It's, it's Finding Molly, MOLLIE.iowa.gov. But you could just, you know, probably Google Molly Tibbetts and then you could find this easily.
They have a full sheet of what to look for, or if you recognize any of these habits, somebody smoking,
right?
Somebody that was pacing, like they have a whole, clue of
I have it. I have it here.
Right. So you can look that up. And if you've noticed, if there's something that all of a sudden pops into your head, because this is how it works, right, Rebecca?
Yeah.
It just pops into your head. You can actually just give that information. If you're looking at something and something pops into your head, please call them. Please call Crime Stoppers. Please call the numbers that they'll give you regarding the different areas.
Look for behavioral changes.
Correct.
You know, if you saw something and you thought it was odd, you know, look for change in a normal routine, which might include missing school, work, or routine engagements without a plausible explanation, a vehicle unexpectedly taken to the repair shop, sold or disposed of.
Right.
Unexpected or extensive cleaning of a vehicle at an unusual time of the day. Unexplained lack of contact or inability to get in touch with someone you knew on the evening of July 18th into the morning of the 19th, altering of physical appearance, growth or removal of facial hair, change in hair color, displays of anxiety, unexplained injuries. It's like, you look for stuff like that. If you see somebody, a lot of alcohol consumption, drugs or cigarettes, changes in sleep patterns. Now, interest in the status of an investigation, including close attention to media coverage or the unwillingness to discuss the investigation. So if you see somebody who's acting like this and you have suspicions, you know, call it in.
So I know that's not what you asked me.
I typed this out because I was thinking, I didn't type it out, but I printed it. hand typed it out for everybody.
Right.
For me, the layperson, that's the kind of stuff I would not even notice, really.
Right. And so, if I was at that truck stop, for instance, getting a McDonald's or whatever was there, and I noticed something, but I didn't think it had anything to do with this case because there was no struggle.
Right.
you will look at things, and it doesn't matter whether you think that it involves a case, just call it in.
Right.
It could be that you saw a blue truck that seemed really hostile, or you heard loud music, or you heard something
right.
that you didn't think was a crime that could be a crime.
Sure, sure. At that time. In that space and time.
Right.
And so I don't know how many people from Iowa are actually watching this right now, but I do want to get into like some of the ideas that these people have that are, you know, what you're seeing, Jennifer. Okay. Like, how do you, like, when you look into this, what's your first instinct? Because okay. that's always a good one.
So, correct. Almost 99% of the cases, and I can say that I've worked probably on 1,000 cases by now, which has been the pro bono work that I've done. I just feel like I think all of us give back a lot, and that's just how we do it. We do it in different ways. And I've worked a lot with Rebecca as well as with Khalees. When it comes to your first instincts, they are always correct. We talk ourselves out of it. Mm-hmm. So when I looked at this, it didn't feel good. But I also got the community, how it supported how there was such a big, like everybody wants to find her.
Of course.
I found this love for her.
I mean, 88,000 people are missing right now.
And right.
This one's national.
Right.
Because it's unusual.
Right. When Tony was speaking, I actually started crying a little bit because Morgan was my first case years ago. And she is such a fire for all of this. And I asked her to help us.
Okay.
I'm like, Morgan, you know Morgan? Morgan is Tony Ingram's daughter, and she has helped me on a lot of cases. And I'm like, can you help me with this case? So my first instincts, it was very interesting. I was honing in on names. So, and just for the record, the names, the reason why they mean much, and it's not, they have nothing to do with this, but the names were very different because the boyfriend of Molly's, who is wonderful, he's not involved. I'll say that from the start. His name is Dalton Jack. My son's name is Jack Dalton. His brother's name is Blake. My daughter's name is Blake. So for some reason, I had to hone in on the names. Now, from what I got as a hit, the first hit that I got was I felt that there was something that dealt with a car that I ended up seeing was a black minivan. What I know now, because I did look on the internet, I'm telling you what I know, which is conscious information, is that some girl was approached by a car that was a black minivan or not minivan or a black van mm-hmm. that wanted her to get in the car. That was the day before Molly went missing. Mm-hmm. I think whatever's connected to that van, which I believe the law enforcement knows about, it hasn't been really publicized, but I feel like that's a piece. I also feel like there's something associated. I do not believe that Blake, Dalton Jack's brother, was involved at all. But I believe somebody that he might know, somebody that's associated to him. It could be a past employer. It could be somebody that he worked with. For some reason, I feel like that might be part of the that might be a big involvement. And then the last, one of the other things that I got instantly was I keep seeing her part-time work at the school, mm-hmm. her part-time work with kids. I know that they said that they found a red shirt in the cornfields that was associated to where she worked part-time. There is something very big there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I also feel like we're going to find some type of evidence that in the cornfields, I did see a shed of some, like a white something. And when I see a shed, it doesn't mean they're in the shed. Please know that, you guys. I'm saying evidence. I'm not saying her. I'm saying evidence. And so there might be information, excuse me. There might be information that has to deal with on a piece of property, when I looked at it, had to deal with where the house was or the barn was. It's on the other side of the cornfield on the property. That's where I felt there would be evidence.
What color is the shed?
I always get a white shed. That could be a gray shed. I didn't look into the color. Okay. Give me a second. It could be green. That was another thing that I got. So it might just be for lawnmowers or whatever, but mm-hmm. I felt like it was on the other side. I do feel like it's associated to the lowest point of where they were looking. So there was those five circles that you saw mm-hmm. on the grid. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was over there that they would find the most evidence.
Let me see if I have this picture.
Jen, I get really creepy vibes when you talk about that shed. So I feel there's something to that.
I do too. I feel like there is evidence there or information.
Yeah. And it connects. And when you talk about that, I connect it to other evidence that's come through for me with other parts that we can talk about later. But there's definitely something creepy about that.
Well, first of all, whenever you see a shed on any show, it's creepy. We'll just start from there. But
I don't know. This one particularly gives me that impression.
Yeah.
And the thing that you said about someone being approached, I also got that too. That at least, I mean, you said it was the day before or whatever, but I felt that it might have been something around the number two. It could have been the second, but I also felt that someone was approached, and it could have even been Molly, by a car mm-hmm. several days, if not weeks, before this happened, and that there was like a sort of ongoing watching of this.
Oh, really?
And I felt like it was somebody that the brother of Dalton Jack, his brother Blake.
See, that part was really interesting because I felt that it was a relative of Dalton Jack's that knew the connection. So I thought maybe it's the boyfriend's dad that knows someone who knows someone.
And that could be it. I only looked at his brother.
The boyfriend is definitely not involved.
I do feel they argued like normal
kids argue, but I don't feel that he's got anything malicious.
I was told absolutely that the boyfriend and his brother were not involved at all. No. But I felt like there was a connection to his brother in a sense of if they looked at the awareness like a past employer or a past employee or somebody that he worked with or somebody mm-hmm. that he was affiliated with, and I keep getting school, it could be the school that he was at.
Maybe.
It's a connection that I feel they might want to look at.
Well, I do believe that I think she may have made it her way home. I do believe the person that abducted her had some slight connection to her or may have known that there was nobody there. They need to really look for evidence, not from the boyfriend or not from the boyfriend's brother, but they need to scour the house a little bit. I hope they've done that, especially on she was sitting on the bed. I don't know if she was painting her toenails or something, but I feel like she may have made it home, and either the person made it to the outside of her house. Yeah, but I see a man. He's a slender build, but not, I don't think he's real young, but I see him standing at a distance. The thing about the black car, you guys, it reminds me of what he was wearing, all black, like maybe a black t-shirt and a pair of black slacks, but didn't look scroungy or dirty, didn't even look like somebody who would do something like this. You know what I mean?
Right. And can I say something?
Rebecca, I also saw a guy like that.
Okay, so just so I could stop you guys, because I know she hasn't researched it, is that Rebecca, it has been said that she did make it back home.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it makes sense because
to go.
I don't want, when she's jogging along and doing, that seems not right to me. But I also see, when you guys said red, I saw something, a red piece. Well, you said hat. I saw red. You said shirt. I said
red shirt.
But I will tell you that I thought it was related to something to do with work. That doesn't necessarily mean it was school, but I said DQ, which is Dairy Queen. Like, they have those. I keep going DQ. I go, is that a Dairy Queen uniform? Did she stop by our Dairy Queen?
Do we know where she worked?
I have no idea. I didn't research that.
I feel root beer.
But I don't know if that's connected to her or where one of these guys had gone before.
She worked part-time at this school, mm-hmm. at this, like,
I don't think it's a school. Okay. I'm curious to see if there's, like a Dairy Queen in town somewhere where maybe the guy was, or maybe she goes there once in a while. You know, so I saw a hat that said DQ. And that reminds me,
what color were the emblems on it?
Lighter colored.
Meh.
Wasn't black. Mm-mm. And so, colder. Can anybody research right now to see if there's any Dairy Queens in that
DQ Grill and Chill?
It's like a Dairy Queen. They have ice cream and burger.
Oh, it was one of my favorite places in Arizona when I grew up.
Yeah, they probably still have them in Iowa.
Yeah, I think they have them. And is Winnemucca close to Iowa? Does anybody know? Are they close to Canada?
Yeah, it's north.
Okay, well, this person
it's pretty north. I've got a map.
They might have somebody who could have come from that direction or knows something about the border of Canada.
Internet's on here.
But my take is, look at, he had some kind of down low on her, you know, that maybe he may have seen her, but then I always see this guy standing out, looking at the house and wanting to approach the house inside where she's at. She's in a room. She was looking at her toes, and then I think,
which is kind of like
caught off guard, and everything just goes kind of black.
Kind of a
serial
thing.
I don't think this guy is someone who is like a killer. I think his intentions, if this is an abduction, which we don't really even know yet, but I'm pretty sure, is that was more of a sexual thing than like I want to murder you.
Got it.
So she may still be alive.
So what's the Canada connection?
We're hoping she's alive.
Yeah.
The Canada could be the red, even.
I don't know. Canadian, I just Canadian got flag. Winnemucca.
Did either of you get images of a bridge? Because when I look into this, I keep seeing a bridge over a creek and some significance about this bridge.
I didn't, but my thing is like, I went to see if she got into her vehicle and went somebody out. Went somewhere after that nobody knows about. So my thing is, I'm tracked her to her house in her bedroom. I saw the guy standing in black. I saw something like a Dairy Queen, where there may be root beer, and it could be an A&W, but I think it's a Dairy Queen. And you know what happened once she reached her house? I think the whatever happened as she went into her house, because then she's there and everything seemed fine, and then I see black.
Do you feel like it could have happened before she got in the house?
I feel like if she went through the, if there's something, I felt the back part of the house too.
She might have been caught off guard, or she went back out after, and people really don't know that yet.
It's interesting. I was just showing that.
Am I allowed to give details about the two men that I have picked up on?
Yeah. Give it.
Okay.
Oh, wait. One second. I'm sorry to cut you off. Before I forget, I saw the name Greg or Gregory.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get any names, but I saw physical description, like images, impressions, and I'm not sure if either of these are related to people that were getting, like people that were abducting Molly or people that were helping Molly, but the two men pictures that I keep seeing is one feels like a shorter guy with a beard. They both feel like they're in their mid to late 30s through to mid to early 40s. Mm-hmm. I'd say like between 35 and 45. Five is what they look like. The one feels a bit more stocky with a beard, possibly almost a reddish colored beard or a light brown beard. And the other one feels like he's skinnier and taller, and he looks as though his hair is either dark blonde or a very light brown. He's got a very pale complexion, possibly freckles on the face, and he's quite skinny, and he just has a really creepy energy. And I wonder if that's similar to the man that Rebecca described earlier
I did see him
near the house.
Maybe he was a little older than I expected. It wasn't like a 25-year-old guy. Could be late 30s, early 40s. I don't think 50s. He was a thinner type but strong. And it makes sense that he were all black.
Yeah, the age is hard to...
Your age and my age are similar. And he had light... He had
yeah, it's somewhere around there.
The hair color,
like
I saw.
Like the youngest 35, but he's definitely not in his 50s. And you know what? When we were talking about the boyfriend, I keep feeling the boyfriend's going to be brought in for questioning or prosecuted or something like really unnecessary, just based on what I feel, which is that the boyfriend's not involved in the way that he's going to be treated. I feel like he's going to get a pretty rough time throughout this. So we'll have to just see what happens.
I think he already has. I think you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel there's more of that coming for him.
I think so too.
I just get this focus on two men.
There might be the gentleman
that the one you and I are seeing with the lighter brown hair or possibly was blonde at one time, he may have a tattoo on him.
Okay.
Slight too, but not like visible per se.
Yes, I feel that if he's got it, it's covered. Yeah, like if he wore jeans and a
like,
t-shirt, you
like a star or something. I don't know. There's, but you can't really see it on his arms, but maybe a star.
Can I interject? Right. So when we were talking about names, I didn't look at names, but what I kept on getting was Ari, and then I got Ramirez. So to me, I feel like it has to do. I don't feel like the name's Ramirez, but I feel like it has to do with someone that might have done this might have tried this before.
May I comment on that?
And so,
like the Ramirez who's in jail.
I'm just saying that I feel like it's someone that,
or maybe his initials are R. Right.
Could be, and that happens to deal with a big case that I dealt with in New York as well. So I had to really be careful about that. But I think you're correct. I also feel like it is somebody that was more calculating than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was definitely planned.
Because he doesn't look like he would do this. So he could get away with just looking normal, you know, person.
And like they said in the list, like it's somebody that's very interested in the case.
Mm-hmm.
At the last of the list, it says somebody, is there somebody in your life that's more interested in the case than he should be that's acting weird?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
And we're assuming it's a man.
You know what? I keep looking at her ankles, so I don't know what's on the ankle or what she had on her ankle or if this guy, you know, so at this point, we'll put something with her ankles.
I do also feel that that whoever did this has done this to someone else. This is not their first time because I keep feeling that Molly's like the second or the third woman who this person has approached.
It might be true because the tattoos on his body might make his own sign how many times he has conquered, like a conquest.
Mm-hmm.
There's something with these tattoos.
Which is a sign of a stalker.
Oh.
But so another thing that I just want to mention, sure. I don't feel like when we talk about this, when we talk about somebody abducting her, we're not saying that they did this and then killed her.
No.
We're just saying, because I don't feel her.
I can't at this point. Like when we
she hasn't stepped Joe, forward to me.
Not yeah. at all. She hasn't There's stepped forward spirit. To me. And it's different when it comes to when someone dies tragically, the energy is so different than
quite
any
heavy.
Other energy. And I have not felt that all day. Mm-hmm. So, I have felt
so
something
different.
So
Tony, when you're listening to this, what goes through your mind?
A lot of things have been going through my mind right now. And I believe from listening to you guys and knowing all these other cases and along with our own daughter's case, I feel like this person had some knowledge about Molly that he or they, probably just he, but who knows, was watching her and knew that she was alone and just waited till the perfect time to come in and get her and took her somewhere. And I don't know where, but I mean, it is like a stalk. It's definitely like a stalking.
Right.
And I don't know if he has a connection to somebody that knows her or what it is, but he had some knowledge of her and it was pre-planned is what I'm thinking, what I feel.
Yeah, I think he's
with you, Tony.
Yeah. I think, Tony, that he's too calculating to just grab her off the highway. I also feel that I see her in a bedroom with a light bedspread of some type, maybe a little yellow soutane. There's a window. It doesn't have like the blinds. You know how you have the shutters in here, Susan? Mm-hmm.
It's like an attic.
Well, it has curtains that are blowing. So, and there is some light coming in there. And I'm feeling like, she didn't, I don't think when he caught her off guard, that she had much time to struggle because I think he caught her off guard, but I don't think he would have just grabbed her off a highway. He's too smart for that.
I also said addict, and I'm sorry. So let me share with you my process because everybody goes to the worst part. I said attic because I saw one window she was looking at. And so I immediately went to that, which was so wrong to even say verbally. But so what I should have said
I
is
owe
I
farmhouse.
Saw
farmhouse.
Well, it could be a house with an attic.
<Full house.
laughs> I don't know if I see an attic, but
it wasn't an attic.
Yeah, it could be a house with an attic.
Right, but it was
but
not.
This is what
it's not an attic.
yeah, an attic. And I believe that you had, like I do, she's sitting on the bed, she's doing something with her feet, and then she's looking at the window. So the bed or something she's sitting on that has like a, not quite this, more of a little yellow to it, is looking out the window. She's facing the window.
As you're describing that. As you're describing that, I'm hearing a loud knocking on the door, like a sort of bashing, and I'm seeing her turn her head quite suddenly, and someone's knocking very, very loudly on the door. So I do wonder if it wasn't, because this is something I read, that they didn't have any signs of struggle. I do wonder if there was a knocking at the door and she opened the door.
Right, because it could have been.
I believe that completely.
Could have been somebody that she recognized but was surprised. She was definitely caught off guard.
In the backyard, though.
Nothing better than somebody coming in while you're painting your nails.
Sorry, Tony, what were you going to say?
Something else.
I was just going to say, that was the first thing I thought of, too. Here she is, house-sitting, is what I heard. Mm-hmm. If somebody knocked on the door, she would have went to the door thinking it was somebody that she knew. Or maybe she looked like a bright light, like she would be trusting. She'd open the door. She could have gotten overwhelmed right there in the doorway, and there's no sign of a struggle.
Right, and I do actually feel that whoever was knocking at the door made it sound like they needed help urgently, and I do agree with you that she has this young spirit, this young energy who is very trusting and is more likely to help than to
accuse
someone.
Now, really quick, there's a Dairy Queen 10 miles west of Brooklyn in the city of Newton. I wonder if he worked there and said, hey, let's go to
there's
Dairy
something
Queen
with,
or
right,
something.
Right, Newton, Dairy Queen. It could be somebody that worked there, that it was a brother that did this.
Yeah, or that's he stopped I'm, there. It's a connection. They should look Definitely. On the cameras at Newton around that
chills.
Area.
I have the chills over that.
Yeah,
it has to do with the connection with either the person or the brother.
Yeah, or that guy might have been by there. You know, I would check the accountant. I would check the cameras at Newton. Also, if she was, in fact, painting her nails, they would have been wet at the time the person. The one thing that's a clue is that's something with fingernail polish. It could be on
it's
the
by
bed
the door.
Something,
by the door.
Yeah. And I'm it sure could that. It doesn't have to be a tip, like it could be blue, light blue like your dress or something. Something an unusual color that could they might not have
be left on somebody's car
or their shirt.
Or
clothing. If she left the house, if she accidentally hit her toe as she was leaving. The doorway.
Or on the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The car. So there's the clue, something with fingernail polish, maybe possibly not a common color, and also caught off guard, had no time to struggle because it was so quick. And possibly somebody she indirectly knew of or some, like not suspecting him.
What I believe is that she didn't trust the person, but she trusted the person he was said he was connected to.
Yeah, like it was
that's
something
a
like that.
Big deal.
She might have said, "What are you doing here?" Like really quickly, like, "Huh?" You're like, what are you
"I
doing?
Don't believe she recognized that man."
She did not.
I believe the man that came to the door was someone that she didn't recognize, even though he might have been connected to someone.
Right, but
you're saying there's two people.
Well, I feel like the person that initially came to her, said he was connected in a very nice way, said he was connected to somebody that was very close to her. So whether it was her boyfriend's brother or whether it was was somebody that she was connected to, he said, I am so-and-so, I am this person's friend, very dear friend, he said, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I can see what he looks like very clearly. I can see him clear as day. Mm-hmm. I at first thought he had blonde hair, but I'm thinking he's lighter brown, like Khalees said. Khalees, what's Khalees, right? I know her name, but
Khalees.
Khalees, yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. Khalees. Khalees.
Sorry.
And,
Khaleesi.
Khalees. Mm. And I could see his hair. The age is what I have, too. Not somebody you would suspect. He may have very sinister energy, but he doesn't perceive to be, like, sinister looking.
Like
he's almost got this
39.
Okay, this is the kind of thing. It's so creepy. He almost wants to look attractive for her.
Correct.
Because he ultimately wants her to like him.
Yeah, he's the stalker guy.
It's got to be.
He's obsessed.
Trying to appear appealing to her.
Yeah,
you know,
that usually is how it starts.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he wasn't dressed shabby.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
No, he's dressed like nice, like he was going on a date.
Oh, okay. I got some impressions on distances, and maybe you guys can share your impressions on this as well. But I felt that something, oh God, it's in kilometers, something significant happened within, I'm going to convert this, 1.7 miles, and then something again within about 12 miles. And I feel that those two distances, two different things happened. And then I'm seeing a car driving off due north very, very quickly. So, like, whatever happened, happened within the 1.7 miles and then again in 12 miles, and then the car just zoomed off. And then when you were saying Canada, I thought, oh, I wonder if the car's been dumped in Canada.
Winnipeg, I don't want to speculate. You'd have to go through Minnesota to get to Winnipeg, Canada. Is that what you were saying, Winnipeg? You said
Winnemucca.
I don't know where that is, but when, there is Winnipeg. That's the closest
Winnemucca.
Big city.
It's not Winnipeg. It's Winnemucca.
Okay.
But the Dairy Queen is a big clue, which would be Newton.
Maybe. Well, that's 10 miles away. So. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll put those facts down.
Kalise could be right that he may be like a slight auburn maybe. So he may, like she said, have like slight freckles possibly. And he's a very weird...
That's the skinny guy. But yeah, there's this other guy too, who I feel might have been the driver or the accomplice. And he's the short, stubby guy with the beard. And he's the one where I get these images of him eating a burger at a diner close by before all this happens.
Well, maybe that was the Dairy Queen.
Do they serve burgers at Dairy Queen?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, geez. Okay. Whew. Got to control myself here with all these words that I'm going to say that I can't say on air because we're in America.
It's all right. You can say
wow is all I can say, because I had the clear image of him sitting there with a plastic tray, eating this burger, checking his watch, being like, yep, we got to get going soon. And the sun's going down. And then I feel that all this went down after twilight.
It's interesting.
So I can second all that stuff that you said with Dairy Queen. That feels like it's west of where it all happened.
He may have a licenses in two different states, like he's a double license somehow.
The stocky guy, that could be
the driver.
Yeah, he doesn't feel very smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked more like the one that you described. Maybe they crossed paths somehow. I don't really know. The one that I really honed in on was the tall, thinner one with the black t-shirt, the pant, wanting to look almost attractive for her. But like obsessed. Yeah. So that makes me think he, like you guys said, he may have known her, and was too embarrassed to approach her. Like, you know when somebody wants to ask you out and then you're like, what? Like, really? I don't think so.
I have a boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, something similar.
You know,
similar
he may have a gun license too. I don't know how it is in Iowa. I know in New York there's a lot of restrictions on owning guns, but I would look through gun licenses because I don't feel he threatened her in any way with a gun, but I feel that he owns a gun or has access to a gun, or he has a license, he's registered for something of that nature. And I feel that the skinnier guy is the brains behind what's being going on.
It's the ghost coming through. Sorry, Kalise, we missed the very end of what you just said.
Well, I think she said something that came through the mic like, girl, maybe there's a female that he's around and has no even idea.
Oh, I was talking about guns.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard girl.
No, she.
Oh,
she,
girl?
She heard
no,
the
I was
ghost.
Saying guns.
Mm-hmm. She can hear stuff when she gets out.
I think that they need to focus more on the farmland south of Brooklyn. I think that is going to be a huge focus that's going to come into play.
Well, interestingly, there was that big grassy field. I keep seeing the side of a road where it goes down like a ditch or a gully and then grass or, I don't know, cornfield. It doesn't feel very high. It's not like sugarcane where it grows meters on end, but it feels like there's a road and then it goes down, there's a bit of a ditch and then there's a field, and I feel that that's a significant location as well. Evidential. Mm-hmm.
Because if he's that obsessed, he doesn't want to kill her. He just wants to keep her, like, with him or something. You know how they do that?
Right. There's evidence either in the middle of that field, and then I got towards the far left of that field.
Do you have numbers, like highway numbers, or do you get that?
I got 229.
Eight? Oh.
I got something.
You know what else?
Three.
I actually feel that they will find answers on this.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
That was a siren.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm in Manhattan. There's sirens all the time. Okay. I'm in between three different hospitals here. So unfortunately, you'll hear a lot of that. But I feel that they will find a resolution, but there's going to be a delay between either finding Molly and the people getting convicted, or the people getting convicted and then finding Molly. For some reason, I don't feel it's going to happen at the same time. I feel there's going to be a delay between those two.
I hope they're really on this because she may still be alive.
Has there been anything?
It sounds weird. It's like a couple of guys. It sounds like some
Has there been any talk of ransom money? Anything like that? Okay, I don't know this.
Well,
they're
giving out $366,000 to get her back. So obviously, there's some money involved here. And
okay,
you know,
can you look it up? Can somebody look it up? Edwards Road or something. It's a name, Edward.
Edward Let's have a look.
Edwards, like
in Iowa,
where she lives.
Okay,
it could be Edwards Hardware too, like your dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's Edwards something, or garden supply. Didn't you guys see Did you say a shed that may have lawnmowers in it?
Mm-hmm. It felt like a garden. So I saw the green part. I didn't know what color it was, but I got green, which also
indicates. There's an Edward Rose.
What is it?
Edward Rose and Son.
What is that?
And did Blake work there?
It says, why Edward Rose? Ed Rose and Sons is a family-owned company known for providing modest to brand-new luxury apartment communities through the Midwest.
Oh.
Maybe that's where she is.
You know, it's funny. Whenever I see that map, though, I don't know. I can't see the Edward Rose and Son, but I keep getting drawn to the south east corner of Brooklyn.
Well, that's what I got. That's what I said.
Down near Little Bear Creek.
It's the one that's on the bottom, right?
Yeah,
that's where I'm drawn.
Just above the F-29, kind of where Little Bear Creek is, to the east of Clay Street, to the north of Old Six Road. There's something going on there.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's where I got 229 and you got 29.
Oh, yeah, there's an F-29. Where did I get the number 8 from? I wonder what that's connected to. But it's something near the creek. I did see that bridge, and I'm wondering if
there was something to do with the creek, the water area.
Yeah.
They researched.
I'm wondering
it.
If there's some evidence there that might be helpful. Looks like there's a bridge
over.
We're going
to have evidence spread out.
I wish I knew this area, but I don't. Last time I knew the area, so it was a lot easier for me to pull stuff
up. It felt very rocky and nature-y, but when I zoom in, it looks quite sparse, so I don't know. But when I saw the image clairvoyantly, it looked like there was a lot of rocks and a lot of bushes.
Okay.
Every time I look at the map where all the circles are, I keep being drawn towards the bottom right.
Oh, the Edwards things might be the guy.
Every single time.
Maybe the guy does construction or something. Something in building.
Oh, I wonder, the creek is quite shallow. I wonder if that's the ditch that I was seeing, if it's actually the creek. Keep that in mind as well, just in case.
So what were the numbers you guys saw again?
I saw 229.
Okay.
And I got something with Edwards.
I got something with a 3.
Edward Road. I looked up Road, but that Edward Rose and Sons LLC popped up.
Search for your next home.
Guys, the clay, I got an 8, and there's the road called V8, in case that means anything.
Could you say that
again? Leads on to the F-29.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, when you were asking for numbers, I got the number 8 and the girls got 2 and 9, and there's a road called V18 which leads into F29.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
I think
there you go.
And he may do construction or know about building or has a shed with stuff like that.
And what I keep getting over and over and over again, which I can't help, is the connection to Blake, and again, he did not do anything. He just has no awareness of anything regarding this, but I feel like there's such a big connection to Dalton Jack's brother.
Okay.
Blake.
Rebecca, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Was the word Ottawa?
Okay.
Ottawa? That you said?
Can you say that again?
No, Wanamaka.
Okay, Wanamaka, because I just looked up Edwards Drive in Iowa, and it has a Edwards Drive, Ottumwa.
I have the chills, Iowa. Really bad. Someone needs to go there right now.
Well, it could be, you know, it's Edwards something.
It's Edwards Drive, and it is OTTU, M as in Mary, W as in World, A as in Apple, Ottumwa.
Where is
and
that?
Iowa. I'm looking. It's by,
Chills?
What is it?
The Chills.
I-63, Highway 63, and what? I'm not very good at maps, as you can tell. Rutledge? It says Rutledge? But that's the name of the city, is Ottumwa, Iowa, and the area code is 52501.
Yeah, someone else just mentioned that in the comments.
Well, you know, the thing is that this is that it might be that this guy is like I said, it looked like somebody had two different licenses, or maybe they travel a little bit for work. Maybe it's construction, maybe not. But I did hear Edwards really loud, and that's what I heard, Edwards. And I heard the name Greg or Gregory, but that was somebody's name.
I also just smelled really, really strongly Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
So one of the men, possibly the skinnier one, might have been drinking Jack Daniels, just in case there's a bottle of Jack Daniels lying around somewhere.
Or
that's on that profile.
What I just got
he fits the profile.
What I just got is that they might have worked at a liquor store when you said that.
Yeah. I mean, it could be Jim Beam, but I'm pretty sure it's Jack Daniels.
Well, there was a Jack involved.
Okay, let's go. First impression, don't change it.
No. But what I got when you said that, though, about I got a liquor store. Mm. So maybe there's something to look at for that as well, a liquor store.
I kept hearing when I was tuning into Molly, just, you know, trying to understand her character, I kept hearing a lot about her doing side jobs and needing money and owing a lot of money. I don't know if she owed a lot of money to her parents or maybe it's just student loans, but there's this thing that she's always wanting to pay back the money and that's part of the reason why she was, I don't know even know if she was paid, but why she's doing all these extra jobs because she needs the money.
Hmm. Well,
that could be. Absolutely.
Yeah, you might, maybe. But
I think anybody having student loans probably would have that.
You know what, though? Yeah. You may be picking up on another person that was murdered.
Yeah.
That actually did need money. And they...
28-year-old woman with brown hair?
So you were talking about a water, a river or something, right?
Yes, a creek.
So Ottumwa is on a creek.
Correct.
On the 63 and the 34... There's two freeways, highways that go through there. And
I've worked on a couple of cases dealing with that area alone.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe that has something to do with that.
Camping grounds.
Are we picking up on that spirit?
Right. No, you know, I've asked for everything to be. Well, not that that's going to happen. But.
I think Khalees is picking up on a 28-year-old girl that was owed a lot of money for student loans and was working odd jobs. But I think Khalees, you're picking up another victim.
Is that something that we know of factually, or is that something that...
No, it could be connected, though, to the case afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, it's just interesting to think
about. Well, it seems like
about.
This is sort of a planned event, and it's happened before, like you said. So maybe
I do feel that whoever was a victim before was much older, or at least 10 years older than Molly.
And maybe she's in spirit?
I don't know. I don't know because I'm tuning in psychically rather than mediumistically. So I'm only seeing psychic impressions here.
Mm-hmm. I think it's another woman trying to help Molly. I think she got murdered. I think she's trying to help you help Molly. She feels like maybe
that's
she was
possible.
Strangled or something. But not Molly.
This other girl. Mm-hmm. She's been a victim of these two perpetrators.
I don't think so. She was a victim of... Her.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody that slightly knew her and killed her, and then she got strangled, and she's brown hair that age. And I got honest truth, that's somebody else. That's not Molly. But maybe another victim of a violent crime trying to help Molly. Maybe she died somewhere close to that area.
Hmm. That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Somebody on Facebook said, could the guy have dual citizenship? You said he might have two driver's licenses.
I don't feel that. I feel two states. I don't feel two countries.
I do too. I'm going to stick with two states.
Okay. I'm going to have to go over this with a fine-tooth comb.
I see his face so clearly. I see exactly what he looks like. He's just standing there staring at me, and I'm staring at him. So I don't know if she got up and looked out her window and stared at him. I don't know if I'm going through Molly's eyes or my own eyes. I see the guy very, very clearly, and I keep wanting to say, is that my imagination? And then I'm like, no, there he is, as clear as day.
Mm. When I was meditating on this earlier, I also felt in my hands, because I get all sorts of weird impressions. Sometimes I get images, sometimes I get feelings, but I felt as though I had rich, dark soil in my hands. But I feel it's something outside as well, and I feel that it's somewhere that has rich soil and somewhere that's not dry and dusty. Mm-hmm. And whenever I see on the news, Iowa always looks dry and dusty. So if there's somewhere that has rich, dark soil, I would walk around there and look for evidence as well, because I have a feeling that that's significant too.
Okay, so I'm in – I know I'm saying it wrong because somebody told me how to say it on Facebook, and I'm saying it Ottawa or whatever it is. There's Ottawa. A Dairy Queen right next to that junction I told you about, and it's near sort of a big sort of it's in the town, but there's – outside of that, there's a lot of trees and foliage, and here we have a lake or
river
that's going through.
I feel
through.
Like it's there versus where she was.
But there is a Dairy Queen nearby, and right where I said I was telling about those junctions, mm-hmm. where the between the 53 and the 34 and the 63. Oh, that's 63. Sorry, my eyes are not focusing. So between the 34 and the 63, there's water. There's a Dairy Queen, and there's also a large area of foliage and trees, and it's open space. So it's not, and it's kind of a big area. But like you said, this might be that other.
Yeah. Well, no, the Dairy Queen belongs to the Molly's case. The other one, I know for a fact, Khalees is picking up on another victim that's right, trying to help, so, but that yeah. lady was a victim. This is, when I was finding Brianna, I had so many clues, that were so accurate that but I was getting the flack like crazy, flack. Like
you guys had to go, you had to fly somewhere. You had to.
I was
everything.
In a wig. I was in right. parking. We did a whole sting thing, but it took us a lot to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I actually had it in the very beginning.
You did.
It was taking the people to believe me, and right. that took a bit.
You guys have really good clues, but the question she is, how do we?
Gives right.
Okay,
so it's information. It doesn't. We cannot put it together. Right. They have so much information.
It's like a puzzle.
It's okay, a puzzle.
Okay, so what are our main? What are our main points? Here.
To look at Blake.
There's two.
To look at Blake and who Blake. He worked with, worked for, schools that he associated with.
If anyone who worked in restaurants.
If there's a connection to anything mm-hmm. that dealt
his
with.
His friends,
but anything that dealt with her. Like, how did she meet Dalton Jack? Like,
and then we're looking for, maybe somebody who's been drinking a lot lately right. or has
correct.
A red hat on.
Well, right. You have listeners right now helping?
Yeah.
Can you look up, is the Dairy Queen hat, does when they wear it, because they have to wear a hat, is it red with light blue? I'm trying to see what their hats look like. Because every time I think of what you said, I see it clearly. DQ, I know it's Dairy Queen. I know for a fact it's Dairy Queen. It's just what the significance
Dairy Queen
is,
hat
I
looks
don't know.
Black with a red logo.
I thought it was red and gold logo.
No, they also have a red and white with the logo DQ.
Right. That's what I saw. That's what I saw was the red and the white and gold.
But I'm just wondering if you're getting pointed to the Dairy Queen as something in
that. So all the information that we just have to give, mm-hmm. so the Dairy Queen, look at that. Whatever that looks like to the law enforcement, Blake, he didn't do it. But whoever he's associated to is connected in some way. What Cleese said, what was the part?
You had a ditch and you saw a particular
Southeast area. Brooklyn. The right. ditch,
Southeast
the
Brooklyn
water,
is exactly
the
where
soil,
the Southeast Brooklyn the part of it was exactly where is the only place my eyes when I looked on a map would go.
That's all right. Same here. The 1.7 miles
there's
and then
evidence,
the 12 miles.
There's evidence there.
Two men.
There's
two men who look like they're from out of town, but know her very well. know of her very well.
There's also something with the property. I'm like, okay, so did they own the property? And I'm not getting that they own the property, but I'm getting within the property, the house of, or the barn of wherever it is, there's something on the other side of it with a shed, which happened to coincide with what you were saying about
the creepy shed.
The creepy, but dealt with lawn, you know, trimming your garden.
Yeah, and like, if she knew him, maybe he was going to reveal himself, and then she was like almost laughed him off, or had somebody said something to her prior, like you said, and she didn't really tell anybody. She just thought it was a joke.
Or he came to the back door. Again, I keep getting the back door. I got the back door of him explaining something that he was doing gardening. It has to do with something with the yard.
It's definitely a loud knocking, like a hey, that kind of thing. You know, like really loud.
Does anybody know if they have a fence or electric fence? I keep seeing him looking into the yard. But I think so it's do the back, I.
And
not
it could
front.
Be, but it could be. So when I get
and
these
flashlights,
when I get these cases, I get okay. So when I get the view, I get somebody looking out towards the back. It doesn't mean that that's the person that is. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that she was looking out of the back. I'm just saying that that was the view that I'm getting.
Well, I also see the number 8, but I think it's the time. 8:08, mm-hmm. 8:30. Like, I better do it where it's not too late, but it's not too. So he may have to be at work the next day, or something with timing too. It's strategic with this the time she was abducted.
All right, Rex, you need to get out.
And I want to go back to Rebecca's impression about the name, because I also have a big G written down on my piece of paper. Yeah. And Rebecca did mention the name Greg or Craig, and I have a big G written down on my paper
G,
from last week.
Just, I saw the G, yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so the people on Facebook are saying a few things.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
She said, they were apparently Ottawa is south, maybe somewhat southeast of Brooklyn. There is a Dairy Queen there. There isn't one in Brooklyn. Winnetka is due east of Iowa and Illinois on the lake. Winnetka? It's Canada. No,
it's Winnemucca.
Winnemucca. It keeps changing.
She has said that consistently.
How do you spell
it's
it?
Never changed.
Winnemucca. I have no clue. It's just Winnemucca.
It could be O-N-E.
W Winnemucca.
It could. Rather.
W-A. And then also Highway 88 and 80 go east to Illinois.
I just heard Molly, but that doesn't mean she's passed, where there's green fields, like the green, like it's not all.
Yeah, like, I was seeing green as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and green. You yeah, got definitely. Something green. So
it's green like, is a big,
green
a big
fields.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think this
person is a lot of
poor.
References to outside.
This person might be fine financially.
So Tony said
I don't see money involved right. in it beyond the fact that Molly right. may have had loans and wanted to earn money through side jobs.
I believe you in the fact that I don't think it has to do with money at all. But no. I think yeah. this person has money or has a comfortable living.
Or where she's at. The property, the person that owns that property has money.
Correct.
Could be
it's
twofold.
A relative or it's someone. It's not because I kept asking. This is how this process works. When you go in deeper, you ask questions like, "Did the person that possibly was that dealt with, you know, Molly, was that person? Did he own the property that she was taken on, or did he own the property that she might be on?" And I was not getting. I didn't get. Yes, for either one.
Mm-hmm. None of this feels like it's like the property feels different to the person.
Correct, but it also feels like it's somebody that person knew. So again, it goes back to
okay,
if you're going to hide.
Wait. I need to add something on that. So the guy, the skinny guy, looks like he works with tools or works with his hands.
Right.
And I wonder if he's some kind of mechanic or engineer or plumber and he's worked on a property and is familiar with the property.
Correct.
And that's why it's
that's
connected.
Exactly
but not
what's
directly.
That's exactly
what's
connected.
It could even be a school. Maybe there's shed on the school.
That's
the
school that I kept
so,
seeing.
So, Tony, are you still with
Maybe.
Me?
I am.
Okay.
Can I say something
real
quick?
I put that picture up on the screen for them to look at. that you just sent
okay,
me.
And I wanted to tell you the shed, the picture that I showed you,
yeah,
the shed is about 7 miles from Brooklyn in a straight line, following roads more like 10 miles.
Interesting.
And there's a main house and a shed.
Have they looked at it?
I have no idea. Steve just sent this to me.
Can you see that picture? So the shed
is... He was researching.
The shed is on the top circle.
Okay.
And then the wooded overgrown area is right there. And then there's a main house. Are there cornfields out there, you think? I mean, it could be.
Kind of looks like it, but you never know.
I think there might be evidence in that shed. Whether it's a tool that was taken that got put back, there's some evidence there.
Mm-hmm. What does the tool look like to you?
I don't know.
Okay, because to me, I'm seeing something sort of silvery or metallic, and that's why I'm wondering,
right.
Is it a tool? Is it a weapon?
We're not going to say if it
like
is. We're just going to say if it's information or evidence.
It feels,
I'm feeling a lot about the school, you guys.
Schools.
A lot about the school.
I kept
to
getting
to the school, go to the maintenance, go to the sheds,
over and over again.
See
I kept
who
getting
was there.
Yeah, maintenance for the school. That makes logical
that
sense.
That doesn't mean
too.
The guy was the maintenance, but there's, I do think there's somebody something. Either saw her there or knows her from there, which could connect the areas.
Every time
big.
I looked into today, I kept getting all the kids that picture that they have on the internet of all the kids with that she was a part of with the red shirts,
yeah.
Which they found a red shirt in the cornfields.
Uh-huh.
And then I asked if that was planted, and I was not feeling that it was, but it also wasn't like there was
could be a decoy too.
It feels correct. Like from earlier, like maybe a day or two before.
Jennifer, what does this look like to you? This picture behind me? Does it look like what you're looking for? Or that you saw?
Yes. It was always on the left. Always that way.
Steve just did that research and sent it to me. He
Thank
texted
you, Steve.
It to me.
I love
Steve,
it.
We love
I love
Steve.
It.
He's
we,
very involved in
I
this.
I love this. Well, that's interesting. And
they need to look at that within I got 0.2, so I don't know if that's a 0.2 mile radius around that.
It's on 210th Street.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Sorry. Now it's explicit. We are explicit. Yay.
It's all right.
That's
human.
You know what? What I love about Rebecca is that she can hear things and just go with it. What is it that you just got dealing with? What I said about the shed and where it was located.
It was green.
Okay. So what else did you get?
It came through really quickly. Oh, that it could be also, I saw something with like you said, tools, but it could be, I don't know. I keep seeing school maintenance tools, green.
Right. So it could be connected to somebody that's in the schools or somebody that's dealing with the
schools.
Right?
Yeah.
Or some that's in the schools that's connected to her. Again, if we can just not put the puzzle pieces together, there's a puzzle piece with the school dealing with somebody that knows or somebody that has an attachment to somebody that knows where she is.
And the color red.
Correct.
It's very clear.
And the green part, so I was showing a white shed just to show me the shed, but then it turned into green.
Maybe
in
the bottom
beginning.
Of it's green, the top's
well,
white.
No, it showed me green, and then I saw the lawnmower, like the hand lawnmower.
Oh,
so I felt like it was something like that. Because I have to look if there's a plane or if there's a lot of ways to look at it.
It's not white. It has a little green in it.
Oh, I actually feel that the two guys may have done work together, but they were doing different jobs. Because when you said lawnmower, I don't feel the skinny guy operated a lawnmower.
He
I feel
did
that
not.
That might have
he
been the stumpy guy.
But he knows somebody that does.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's something...
Can you guys look if there's Morris Road or Morris Place?
That's in Canada. I just jumped to Canada. So maybe somebody
Morris
that's here.
Something.
Maybe that. Okay, hold on.
I'm going to go back to
By the way, my grandfather's Morris and he's no longer here. And he also ran irrigation. So I have to look at that.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because he owned Sunkist. So I have to like look at all
Oh, God. It might be Morris, your grandfather. Let's go.
I know. Yeah. But if he's showing Morris, like we said about William, who was part of the government.
They're going to find DNA from her hair in the house somewhere. Oh, that's not helpful.
I don't know.
There's something about a piece of her hair that's going to help track her down.
That's interesting.
We'll have to wait and see. Do you get anything on that, Jen?
I did. I, I just got, give me a second to process. Hold on.
Yeah. It's okay.
St. Louis, Morris Place, Morris, Illinois.
It feels like it was a vehicle.
Morris, Illinois.
Okay. This is the first thing. It feels like it was a vehicle. So she might have had a piece. Like, I feel like, of course, you can get DNA on a brush, a hairbrush.
No, it feels like it's like fallen out of her head on or like off onto something like kind of velvety. There, it could be a seat of a car. It could be a carpet.
I feel that it's going to be connected to the person that did that. So I feel like it was, yeah. I felt her in a seat. I felt her in the back seat of a car, it felt like. So there was something with her hair that feels like that's a way they could connect her.
Yeah. I also can't get this image out of my mind of a car driving very quickly due north. And so I would be interested to know if this man with the two residencies connects in any way to a state that is north of Iowa. And I also feel that someone came in
that
from
would be
the
Minnesota.
West. Okay, so it could be Minnesota.
It could be a
but the car
or
feels
Illinois.
Like the car had
Illinois
come
right
from
the
west.
Oh, I see. Now I googled Morris from the Dairy Queen, and it says Morris, Norway. it's due north
so
of
funny.
It's due north of Brooklyn.
Oh, it is?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So there's a place called Norris.
Morris.
Yeah. Morris.
By the way, there's going to be information regarding that to the case. Morris.
Morris.
That so whatever's in that little location of Morris, from what I'm getting, is there's a person that's involved with this case. And again, it could be her boyfriend, and they did not do anything. It has to do with who they are associated with. Without them even knowing they were associated with them, mm-hmm. has to do with information that for some reason got to these people that will indirectly be associated to them. Morris, it feels like, is a connector to somebody that was involved with her missing.
Okay.
Can I ask you, how far is the Dairy Queen from Morris?
I looked at the one in Ottawa.
Okay.
But
I really want
from Brooklyn. Let me do. I know.
I grew up there.
Someone just said there's a Morris Park campground southeast of Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Is that what we're talking about before the camping ground.
That's good to know.
What's it called? Morris.
Morris Park Camping Ground.
Okay, they got to look over there.
Yeah, they do.
Morris Park Camping Ground. This guy likes music, maybe country western, I think, but music for sure. He likes to play.
Yeah, this
maybe
is northeast. Like
cars,
like
cars.
Brooklyn to the Morris area is northeast. And you said Brooklyn, the Morris campground?
That would make sense.
Rebecca, so, I feel that music is connected to the driver.
Yeah, some kind of music they play.
Yeah, but I feel the other guy, different taste in music.
Yeah, that kind of other shorter
a bit more
guy.
Eclectic, a bit more emo.
I don't feel like there was two guys involved, but I feel like that the one guy was doing everything or taking or getting because initially when I saw the van, I asked if there was two guys involved or one. In her disappearance, I feel like it's one, but I feel like he got all his information from somebody close to him.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe there's a connection. I don't have much on the one guy, but
I
feel
like
the other guy's Thursday.
Okay.
There's two people that are involved.
Can I ask you, does anybody have a suspect at all? I mean, do they even say that
I believe they were interviewing a farmer, but I didn't feel anything on the farmer.
I didn't either. I kept asking.
The boyfriend of the farmer, I'm just like, what are you guys doing? Stop wasting time. Go for the people that are actually important. But then they don't always know.
He had a pork farm, and he had priors.
Nate just found Morris Elementary in Des Moines. We're thinking schools, but I see Morris, Illinois. There's a lot of Morrises around there.
Oh, yeah.
There's two, somebody said a campground. We've got Illinois. We've got Iowa. And then we've also got, you know, an elementary school.
I feel like you're right to look in the school. Like there's something there in the school that they haven't found it. There's evidence in the school.
Over and over again. But I have to be very careful because of a past case that I worked on.
Okay. Well, we could That's not, right. I mean, but I do feel anyway. As well that it's worth combing over the school one more time.
The people connected to the school. Yeah. Absolutely.
He got her by the arm. Like he had a very, like she said, he got my arm. Like a stronghold on her arm and probably was so quick. So quick.
Wow. I was so nervous about this, and I'm incredibly impressed by how much information you guys came up with.
We've been looking at it.
I know.
Today, this is the first day that I've looked at it, but
I mean, hopefully it'll be useful.
The camera's got a really funny angle, so it looks like Rex is talking for you.
That is fine.
Is he blocking your...
It's actually, he's giving me the information.
Well, Drew came in the middle and took our food away.
I know,
and made
I'm
a bunch
hungry.
Of noise, and then let the dogs in, and he takes my podcast very seriously. So, okay, I had to change the battery on my phone because I was losing power rapidly. I have 9% because it's been a long day of podcasting.
There's a name, Susie something, too. Very loud, Susie.
And 88.
And I got an ex-girlfriend.
Okay, somebody else. I love this. It's like following clues. 88 and 80 go east to Illinois, which I saw that too, going to Morris. And then somebody.
Dang, I only got the 8, so it's hard to discern between.
Well, close. 88 and 80. There's 8 and 80.
It doesn't matter. The 8 will come into play several times.
Yeah.
You know, this person likes sweets. He likes maybe Dairy Queen, Susie Q, you know, because Susie Q's are...
Well, he's kind of fat, they? Right? He's
no,
stout
he's not.
And he's stubby? Or no, the skinny one?
The guy's skinny.
The skinny one.
No, he likes Susie
He just
Q's.
Learned from somebody that works at Dairy Queen.
I hate
like
those
Dairy
people
Queen. He's,
like
he's the person that's the predator that actually has the wherewithal. He doesn't work there, but he knows the people that are involved at Dairy Queen, that are involved with Blake, that are involved... That's what I feel. I don't know if that's
I actually
true.
Feel he's a lot smarter than people give him credit
There's
for.
There's something
and
with he's... a Q. You guys, the letter Q. Mm. Susie Q, Dairy Queen, it's a Q. It's not a clue, it's a Q.
He might be a queen. Okay, just saying. Not
Didn't
saying.
Get that impression, but you never know.
You never know. I was actually making a joke. Never, I never got know. That impression.
That's a Q.
It could be just a clue.
Okay, so... We have a revelation here on Facebook, and you know, I'm not saying any of this is actual, you know, proof.
We are just seeing what comes
but,
in.
But I mean, these are obviously people that are that know maybe a little more than we do.
Okay.
Okay, so they said something about okay, what?
Before you
I
know
say,
what?
Before
I have, I'm going to tell you something. I have 3 letters written down on my sheet. I have the letter L. The letter G and the letter P. And if you think about their position in the alphabet, this could be very interesting.
What was it? L?
L,
so, with
G,
the circles,
and
I just,
P.
I just got the circles. So
L, G, and P I have written down.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that relates to initials or if that's close in the alphabet
there's
a, to
there's
other
somebody,
initials that are very significant.
There's a name that has been given.
Mm. Which I don't feel we need to name names.
It has Greg in it.
Yeah.
And it's, we didn't know this. This is all,
no,
no,
this is all
something
new information.
We don't know. And somebody mentioned school janitor and
I did. What?
I may be reading this wrong. You know when you read it you have to
but
make
what's
sure.
What's a Gregory person?
Well, they mentioned this person, and it's news, and it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just said that it had to do with...
Yeah.
I just said that I
heard
felt
Gregory
like...
from her.
Cultural question. Do janitors fix things or just clean things?
Both. They fix and clean. So when I okay. said that had to do with the school.
So when I'm seeing maintenance, that
correct, correct.
So the
okay. Oh my God!
What'd you hear? I heard something. Shoot, we need to go back to that.
We can.
It
we
sounded like her coming. Somebody came through that.
Yeah.
Something okay. through the black, the back. You know what? The we got to go back to that.
It's the back.
We got to go back.
We can't right now.
Oh,
I mean,
darn it.
We
wait,
have
what?
To render the whole tape and listen. But what? Can you get the time on that so we can? Somebody so. Said the janitor at the school that she works at is named Greg. Mm.
It's somebody that knows Greg.
Last name, I think.
It's somebody that knows
yeah.
Greg.
Could be Greg.
I'm not saying
Greg.
It's Greg, but I think
there's
it's
a connection
knows Greg.
Somewhere in that. Let's just say there's a connection somewhere in that.
Well, he should be a person of interest.
Well, maybe absolutely. There's somebody at the school, like they know that Greg, you know, Mr.
And
Greg.
I don't want to like ruin this guy's life or anything.
No. I'm not saying it's him. I think that it's connected to him, though.
Well, it's connected to the school.
Right.
Let's it's just interesting way. That it came up. Let's just put
yeah,
it that
it's
way.
Yeah, it's connected to the school. Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be him, but he is the janitor at the school. So maybe if he saw anything weird or noticed anything weird, let's just say it's not necessarily him, but it's a clue to the school.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
you see what I mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And there's something that came through the audio, because I'm the queen of audio stuff.
I know, you hear it.
That I saw it. That was like something.
I heard rat, rat, rat.
But might have came through the back. It said something like that.
It black. Somebody
it was
said
a girl.
Too.
Yeah.
I know. They keep coming through your audio and stopping you from talking, mm-hmm. Khalees.
Maybe that's why the video keeps messing up.
Mm-hmm.
Your video is fine on our end. We can see you fine. It's not. Oh. We don't have
I
it on the screen.
I didn't know my video was streaming. Is my video streaming?
No. I've just
well,
got pictures.
I wouldn't have put on makeup if I knew that.
I have you. I have
oh,
a
you
video
look
of you. I have a video of you in the computer, but I have to render it and take the pieces out later because that's our time.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, right, so I'm not sure. I'm kind of following this weird Facebook feed, and I don't know what if we'll have to find out more. And then there's the Gregory Morris is a football equipment manager at the University of Iowa where she went to school. So
really,
Gregory Morris.
I mean, who knows? We don't want to pin things on people that aren't suspects.
No, I know. We're not. But I'm just saying, it, there are so many things that it could be.
Well, it's school, yeah. And there's the names are associated. It doesn't necessarily have to be the person. I might have gotten a clue that these people are connected to her schools. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That made it go to the school.
Yeah. So I feel like
we all felt the school.
Right. So we all felt the school. I'm like, what is the most important information? I felt like something connected to Blake, even though he had nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. I felt like it had to do with the school. I felt like it had to do with some past employment of him, who happened to be his brother's, you know, his brother, Dalton Jack. And so you're getting Greg. That is very significant, but I also feel like the Greg is also part of the information that someone else received.
Yeah, it could be, or it relates to schools. So we don't know. We're just getting okay. We probably know that there is something definitely with where she went to school or where she worked indirectly, directly. We don't know. Okay,
right.
If this person had kind of a crush on her, maybe he did know her history. You know what? So we might be getting that. And I feel like I'm not saying she's passed. She may still be alive.
Oops, sorry.
Considering that this person wouldn't probably want to kill her if he wanted to be with her. You see what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
And I feel like he wanted to be
with her.
It
just seems like there's more people that know about this.
Right. So I know we've said a lot. At the we will be doing this again.
Mm-hmm. Right, we really want to put it out there.
Yeah,
I saw the names, but because I say names, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the person that you know was that killed her or not. I didn't even say that. I think she's alive. Tell you the truth,
I haven't felt her, so I believe that.
Yeah, and so
I don't.
So I'm looking here to say, let's look at where those names are associated, and it could be the place, not the person. The person
anything.
Could just happen to work there.
When you felt the other person come through, it wasn't Morgan, was it?
the other person they came through, which she was talking about?
Yeah, when or? You said there's, maybe you were picking up
no,
on the other.
This is other. No, no, this was.
Oh, no, we were tuning in psychically, no, and I was, there was a feeling was, that there has been another woman that
this
may
isn't
have
the
been.
First time.
I was tuning into something in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, were you talking about the audio?
No. Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, did she you was.
Something? No, no, just. The guy, whoever did this, has done this to another woman, someone who is older and someone who also feels as though they're in the same area, that Molly's not the first person to be targeted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we got it. We will go back. Can we listen to that audio after we end this podcast? And I will tell you what it said because I heard it clearly. Sorry. It either said back or black. It was a woman's voice and she was talking. She said a couple of things, but there was either back or black, but it was a sentence. So I'll get it because I'm used to hearing these audios.
She can hear it.
I can decipher that in 2 seconds.
Well, you do it psychically because I've listened. The only audio that I really could hear stuff was that Lacey Peterson thing, which blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. I got some awesome
and also
audio now.
Drew's dad. But
what about the Whitney Houston one? That was pretty clear.
Yeah, that's true.
We, you know, it just depends on the where the
keep talking, Khalees. Maybe she'll come back.
Yes, well, this is technology. The information
she must be in Brooklyn, New York. That's why.
Yeah, our technology. I actually think that she may have wanted to go to New York, but that doesn't mean she's the one who came through the audio. I had a feeling about that. You know, so I feel like they're going
to
get
other people that are connected to her have come through. I haven't felt her.
Yeah,
I have felt people connected to her.
Yeah, I think that this is not one of these crimes that's going to go unsolved.
No,
there will be the mystery will be solved.
I agree with you, Rebecca. I feel there will be a resolution.
There will be a resolution. It's going to come pretty quickly.
Yeah, and they got to work. They can't just
and then there'll be a delay between.
I think October. There's something with three, and I feel like it's October that they're going to get a huge, whatever it is. Something's going to happen in October.
Yeah, there might be revelations in October, but then it's like finished by November because I feel that it's going to drag on for several weeks.
Mm. October—that's a long time.
Well, they need to get on it to see because if she's alive and she's
October is just to be cautious. They could do it.
It can be before.
It could be before, but I feel like they're just going to be cautious with the information that
they're getting.
She
could be in a foreign country. You know,
I wonder if
maybe she could be.
I don't feel that. I don't
Canada
feel
by
gone
October.
I'm feeling a lot about she's like. Somebody's yelling out July 4th. Now, I don't know if it's just a holiday or that's somebody's birthday. So,
well, I felt something significant about July 2nd. So that week was certainly an interesting one. There's something about
I was
that
born
week.
July 1st and I came home on July 4th.
Oh, gosh.
My dad called me.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
So all about you, Jennifer. That's probably you, Jennifer, your pop.
We're going to all have psychic readings now.
I did ask him to come through. So if you guys are saying that. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you. I had no idea we would be here for 2 hours. Now I got to pay my sound guy extra. But, wasn't my plan, but we did get a hell of a lot of information and I'm not sure what anything means, but
we will be looking at this and giving it back to law enforcement.
Yeah, I mean, you need to go through it, all the details, write them down, we'll transcribe it and then you can do it. I don't particularly care to. I don't need $344,000.
We would never do it for that. Okay, so that's another thing you have to know. I've never accepted.
Yeah, we're not doing this for money.
I've actually been offered.
I don't know if we're gonna
$250,000 for a case in New York, and I actually turned it down. Yeah. I made this so specific to not have that happen because that's what people think that
we're a good person. But that's not why we're doing it. We felt that this would be a good way to have sort of a round table, and I'm going to get a lot more requests to do this again.
I didn't even know there was a reward, so I would do it. I never know. To be honest, that's a lot of money. I could do a lot of good work.
I'm going to charge TV people to do that.
Well, and you know, but I do think that if anybody who's watching this finds something or knows something.
You have to give back to us in our
Well, let us
causes.
Know. But I mean, if you can find her based on whatever we gave you, we're happy.
Blake.
If it finds this girl faster and it, you know, helps her and
I wish I lived closer because I do really well when I'm on the site. of the abduction or whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can get a lot of clues. But in this is where the public comes in and as assets, because we're not there. And they're the ears and eyes. Right. Now, like she said, we can't just run over to, you know, somebody's house and say, oh, you did it. No, they're just a clue as to maybe location.
We just give information. Mm-hmm. They have to put the pieces together.
Right. And this is the thing.
They may already have a lot of the information that we have anyway.
They absolutely
and that it just helps
do.
Confirm. You know, correct. It just confirms what they already
know. The circles. Yeah. The circles that are up there. Like that circle that's, you know, to the lowest left. Right.
There's going to be something interesting about this case when it all comes out, which I feel is either going to change laws or it's going to be quite significant. And the reason I say that is because I don't watch the news at all. But for some reason, I not only heard about this case when it came up, but I heard every single article. Like I managed to see every single article that was about it. And then I kept following it, which makes me feel that there's going to be something significant after this case is solved, which will affect America in general.
I feel like it has to do with some app too. That okay. Like what if you can pick your lawnmower people based upon an app or something like that?
Okay.
I feel like it has to do with something that has not been regulated. So to say what you're saying, there's something involved in this case that was not regulated that presented itself with a person that possibly took her.
Yeah, it's gonna change something big.
Wait,
whether it's
say
a
that again.
Law
what
or whether
you, what
it's
are you
a way
to say?
Of doing
so. What I was saying is that
something unprecedented. Maybe all kids are gonna wear a GPS as they should.
Right. You know what? She just came through two times. You guys didn't catch it.
I was trying.
No, we do every time she does.
She said hi, and then people. Right. That wasn't you guys.
Hi, people.
So what I was saying about the Klee said about the laws being changed possibly. I felt that there was something, and what I got was whatever business this person was involved with was not checked out in this business.
Okay.
It had to do with like an app. Like if you said, okay, I need something fixed, this person needs to come over, which they, of course, this would be all over the news. So it wasn't that.
Okay.
But it had to do with the connection of feeling like you trusted this person.
Okay.
That's
so
going to be changed.
Like a TaskRabbit guy showed up at the door.
He showed up the door saying that he was part of something or knew somebody that she
whatever
was comfortable
he said
with.
In that moment wasn't true.
Correct.
And it was aggressive, like with urgency.
And that's why I felt like, you know, the whole, well, yeah.
Well, if she was at home, he was convincing enough for her to go out door with him for a minute and then grabbed her arm really hard, and she was so shocked she had no time to react, so her reaction time was like late because the shock was overwhelming, because
you never think that that's going to happen,
right? It doesn't mean that he was
correct,
was
it doesn't
even
mean anything.
Like doing anything,
it just means that she had no she's just like, I grew up in a great place.
Yeah,
I don't
didn't
think
expect
that
it,
I didn't expect this. So you're going to take me? Come on. What are you going to say? Okay.
Yeah. And she was like,
right.
So I can't say at that point he caused great bodily harm, but she said her arm. So he must have grabbed her by the arm because he obviously didn't drag her by the feet. And then whatever that is, I'm not sure because it's dark at that point.
Yeah. So we'll have to see just based on the evidence that we're picking up how much.
Right.
So
there'll be a part two.
Facebook is having fun over here. One of the Molly groups that doesn't allow names, Maddie is not involved. What did he look like? And then somebody said the brother's boyfriend played football in high school. They were thinking maybe the brother played football at the Greg Morris High College.
Oh.
Or with the football team, because he's the Greg
did
Morris
he?
Is the we don't know, but he played in high school. And then and they all got the ball rolling and stuff happened. It's hard to really understand what they're talking about. And then
there's so many ways to interpret it, though.
I know. And then she said there's a dating app of some sort that somebody said. And then this woman said,
oh,
she did.
Guys, general like community announcement, dating apps show your location.
Yeah.
Be very
all,
careful.
Yeah, they all know that. They all knew
so anyway,
that her
she
Snapchat.
Did. She had
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Dating app.
Just
she
be
did
very careful
somebody
with that.
Named, I'm not going to say who. She did JP, she did tall, thin, male, 30, early 40, red, light brown hair and beard, lighter brown hair.
That's pale, what you guys both got.
Maybe some freckles on the face. Other guy, dark hair, stocky, working possibly together, one being driver. And I think they're talking, who? What did JP say? Instagram. Somebody on Instagram.
What did we? Is that what we said? We said that, but did somebody else say that?
Well, they're finding these people that are that you've described on somebody's Instagram. I haven't looked at her. I did see her on Twitter, but I didn't. Maybe
they
didn't.
Just need to see who Blake's connected with. So did he?
We better quickly take a picture of that before it goes away. Well, I guess it can. It's hers, and then she has almost 3,000 followers on Twitter, so she was obviously well known.
No, I think you should take a picture of that.
We have to look it up.
Okay. Who has 3,000 followers on Twitter if you're not famous?
She did.
That's amazing.
And then
amazing.
I don't know what she had before this, though.
So there's a whole long thing going on here, but I want to know which Instagram they're talking about. JP was asking for a description of the guy. Oh. So they were looking for the description. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was reading into that. But I think maybe we can get the connections based on your
maybe 5'11", 6 foot, not like overly tall.
I didn't get that either.
It's hard though when people are skinny; they tend to look taller in the vision.
And I don't know.
He doesn't look super tall. The other guy's definitely short.
I don't know who this guy is. He's looking all this stuff up. If he's affiliated,
keep getting
with
brother.
Yeah.
But we're okay. Getting minds working, and
yes, we are
a collective consciousness of light and hope, and you know,
and getting
hopefully,
her
and
back.
Tony, I just want to tell you,
thank you.
I hope this doesn't give you PTSD or anything. It's just so much to,
no.
to deal with.
It actually helps your heart when you think that you're helping another family.
That's true.
That's beautiful.
So, where can we find you? Tony, what's your, give us an idea of how to find you if anybody wants to get into your line.
You can find me at Jennifer's with the Academy, and that would
I'm like
be
crying already. So crazy.
Okay, so tell me what the Academy is.
The Academy, so go ahead, Tony. You say it.
You're no. Better. You say it. You're better.
You're better at this.
You
say it.
We
gotta wrap
I'm
this
serious.
Up.
So we have something that we're bringing to the public eventually, and it's called Impartial Witness. And it is something very dear to Tony, Steve, myself, and several other people, our heart. What I realized doing crime work is that the FBI has the most cohesive database. When you are working with law enforcement, any police departments, they do not have a database that's consistent.
Right.
It's like the medical field. Mm-hmm. So that being said, when someone goes missing, they might get 2,000 phone calls that they have. They don't have.
They can't field it.
They cannot field it. So what I thought of and what I was going through is I'm like, what if we just put it in an app and you just log on and say what you saw, whether it's blue, green, a weapon, this, that, and it just you just do that, and then the AI component goes through it and goes and says 80% of the people here, because it is a mass it is a consciousness.
Right.
You can tap into it. Whether you believe it in it or not, it's going to be less that you not believe later on. You'll listen to this later. So that part of it, if someone can do that, so like for this case, what if they were able to say this person went missing that night, and then everybody logged in and was able to say blah, 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 and then the AI component went through it and said, everybody said this.
Yeah, they have
a jump start.
You guys are starting it because I've talked about that for years.
Well, you're a part of it.
Yeah, but no, but I'm glad you're doing it because I never knew how to do it.
So Tony's in, so we have been teaching. We've been teaching people that have this. That's just part of it. That's Impartial Witness.
Yeah.
Impartial Alliance has to deal with people that I have, you know, that has to deal with intuitives that are already doing this work pro bono.
Right.
So we have all these great mediums that are doing this on cases. We have 1,300 cases from the call.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, something. I could hear you, but something kind of dropped out there. I think Susan's back.
Can you hear me?
Wait, can I guess? I got something, a big hit about postal post. Maybe he came and said, your mail got to my house by accident, or I've got this package for you. Something with post office.
That's good. Did anybody hear me about what I was talking about with impartial witness?
I didn't. Can you say it again?
Well, no. It was very long, but we do think, well, they cut out, the Zoom actually turned off because it was only an hour, but they're back.
Okay.
But it's
I'm not going to say it again.
I know.
It's amazing. I'm glad that somebody's
doing love
it.
I love this new way to help facilitate these things through the police department, which obviously doesn't have the ability.
2 seconds. We just had our app placed in front of the DOJ 2 weeks ago to give us a grant. We also have investors. We also have close to 82, Tony, or 83 people that we have trained to do this work, where the AI, so if somebody puts in information, Tony has been the person that they give all the information back to. We do it separately on these cases.
Wow.
And then the AI component goes through it. So it gives a head start to all law enforcement who I've spoken to.
Right.
And they're just like, oh my goodness, it's like DNA. It's like any other thing that they can use.
That's awesome.
And they're heavily, they are just going, no one's ever thought of that.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, because I learned from my work that a lot of people dreamt about 9/11, that a lot of people dreamt
correct.
About
consciousness.
And there was no place to put it. So what I had talked about, even on my radio show, everything, was why wasn't there a website where we could do something, but you guys are doing it, where you could collect information but weed out the crazy. Say that I dream about, like I dreamt about 9/11. I didn't have anywhere to give the information.
Right.
If I give it to the FBI, they don't believe me.
Yeah,
but if 200,000 people
it's a big
that
job,
are not,
isn't it?
But you got to be, the one thing is that
she just gave us the future part of it.
Yeah, you got to
remember that.
No, you got
to know. We haven't thought of the future part of it. We thought of the cases now.
You're
going
to have to listen
Rebecca,
to this podcast 3 or 4
times.
You guys
got to
listen to
this. She's always been a part of it, though.
Well, let me tell you why.
Premonitions.
And Rob Wells, thank you so much for handling a lot of this,
too. That's really great.
But let me tell you guys
one
thing. I've got your attention, you guys. You have to make sure that other people that aren't connected to who's tracking cannot see other people's stuff.
Correct. We're all numbers.
It's not pure.
We are all numbers, and I had to pull rank on a certain number, which I got because that was me. I'm not going to say it. We are just numbers. We are not names. We
interesting.
Are just
right.
numbers.
No, but it's not even people. It's say 200 people said there was a red hat with a DQ on it. You want to make sure that that is hidden from the general public.
Correct. I agree with you
because
completely.
Then you don't.
No,
have
that just goes. That just goes to the people that are
right.
law enforcement.
Because if you don't do it that way, I already know what you guys are talking about. I already had it. I'm gonna tell it's the future.
Okay.
So I already completely know where you're going with this. Okay, because then
the
information won't. But no, because I didn't know how to do it. The information can't be pure that way.
Correct. Absolutely. No one looks at anybody's information.
And nobody, you can't just call the FBI and say, okay.
So we've never, ever once.
Yeah.
Ever.
You
have called
a big collective
we have
group.
Never, ever offered information. This is actually the only podcast where I've offered information that I was not solicited.
Right. And so what happened with me, though, I would call and be accurate, but who am I? Then they're like, how do you know this information? But if you do it as a collective group.
Correct.
Because just like, what if I work at Walmart and I'm a greeter and I have a dream about a crime?
Okay, so we get validated.
Yeah.
So we get actually validated. So when you come in and do these cases, you get points for being right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that part of it gets outsourced. Anyway.
Okay. So you have been developing a new way to find perpetrators. I had electronic problems. First, the Zoom went out, and then my Facebook stopped showing up on my phone. So that's why I wasn't 100% in the conversation. But I just have to say that I think the spirits are telling us that we've done a great job. and I'm glad you guys came and did this for us. And everybody knows, you know, that I always have the best medium. So if you want to find Rebecca and Jen and Khalees.
Just look at your website.
Go to my website, callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com, and go to our cast of clairvoyance, or just, you know, go to any of my pages and you'll see their names on there. And Jennifer M. Schaefer, she's got a website, jennifershaefer.com, and RebeccaFearing.com, KhaleesSimone.com, and also, you know, just look up Susan Pinsky Psychics and you'll
find. We look really good on her site.
You do look good on my site.
We do.
But anyways, yeah. I had this weird like glitch. All of a sudden, my phone went out, the Zoom went out all simultaneously. And I was so upset because I was like, oh no, Facebook stopped. And I wanted to say goodbye and thank you for listening and watching. We had a very good audience today and I hope that you share it. And maybe if you know anybody who knows anybody, just share it and see if, you know, if we can come up with some more ideas for this case and help find this woman.
Yeah, she's going to be found.
She'll be found.
Okay. Yeah.
I do feel there'll be a follow-up show, so we'll have to...
Yeah, wait. Well, I'm hoping that we'll get to prove ourselves right at some point, and hopefully it's a good, pretty ending, you know, too, for us.
And Susan, thank you for trying to help this family, too. It's really awesome.
You know, I'm just facilitating the talent that I have in my reach, you know, and it feels good to me, but I really am not very good at this, except for I just binge watched 2 seasons of Marcella. So I feel like I'm a detective now. Drew and I just finished the last one last night.
I'm like, what's Marcella? I just watched this. I've watched so many shows. I'm like, what?
Oh my God. Well, it's about this British detective who stops killers of, you know, young children.
Oh, I love that show.
And then she ends up going crazy and chops all her hair off and becomes a homeless person and dies in it. There's not another season, so I'm not going to ruin it for you.
No, I don't blame you. I got all my training from watching The Bill growing up.
Okay.
So that's
so
all
between
I
Marcella
can...
and The Bill, that's where we got our training.
All I can offer is that I understand that there are some horrendous people in this world who do bad things.
Yeah.
And yeah. More and more, and I think that we need to all protect ourselves and our families as best we can.
Right.
So try to help, you know, find these people. And, you know, you can't turn away. It's an important thing to find at least one of the 88,000
missing
kids.
I was thinking about that. Like, so with your daughter, with Tony's daughter, like, you don't wake up. There's not one day where you do not think about your loved ones that are no longer.
Today I told my daughter, I said, just be safe today, please.
Yeah, if you're not strong, you don't make it through.
Yeah, let's hope so. And we're going to all keep praying for her and hope that that happens.
Well, their parents. As my daughter, and as a psychic, which I was warning, just because you have, like Tony, let me tell you something. I knew something was wrong. I screamed and yelled, told the police. It didn't stop my daughter from crossing
she
over.
Fell,
So you got to go back and say, what have, could have, should have. But sometimes what have, could have, should have doesn't work anyway. You know?
It's true.
You could have done what I did. You know, and everything.
Very
and didn't
true.
Work.
And I know.
And being a young
you
woman.
You beat yourself up over and over.
Tony, today I asked for Morgan to show me a sign and a dragonfly came up to my window. And it stayed there for so long. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I'm like, can you please put the power back on so I could take a warm shower? But it didn't happen.
Tony, your daughter says something about cats.
She just blew up my electronics.
Whiskers, kitty cat, whiskers. You have a cat?
Her kitty, Mogwai.
Oh, yeah. And you have the cat, right?
Yes, and Morgan's favorite cake is tiramisu, and last Thursday was her 27th birthday. Steve actually gave the cat tiramisu, as well as her puppy, who is now a dog, a full-grown dog, tiramisu. But the dog up on the chair and had her eating out of my good dish, which I couldn't believe he did that.
Well, it was her birthday.
Well, maybe she knows that cat was licking its whiskers or something. I don't know, but she said cat and whiskers.
It was licking it. He sent me a photo of the cat licking the tiramisu cream off of its whiskers.
That's what she's talking about.
Whiskers.
Will you tell her that?
So funny.
She knows that. And she thought it was really funny.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, well, we're gonna close out because I think Nate has to go back to his real life. And we appreciate
we love you, Nate.
The help that Nate gave
thank
us today,
you.
And all the people
thank
who
you.
Gave us ideas. And and I'm gonna look through my I'm sort of taking pictures of some of these things that people are saying here so that I can...
Also, my beta testers, the people that I have trained and Lisa Williams is trained and Colby is trained, we are all... They will be involved in this case as well that we'll send on the information to Crime Stoppers.
And I'm telling you, it is exactly what should have been done a long time ago.
I know.
Because as a collective group, the people could share, because a lot of people get information, but they had no place to put it.
Right, so they go in and they put it like an Amber Alert, live Amber Alert, but it's for cases. Mm-hmm. And like
you guys figured out how to do it, because
it's taking years to understand.
Yeah, well, because I learned from my work that so many people have dreams that predict things, and they have nowhere to go with it.
Right. You can't. You know, we've heard that a million times. Like, call up and said 9/11 is, you know, going to happen. They're like, "Who are you?" And then you're afraid to tell them, because the next thing you know, you're going to get arrested.
When I was at your husband's party, I was getting 9/11 at his 40th birthday party.
But you can't do anything.
No, you can't. Yeah. But if you have 200,000 people.
If you guys need a license or something, so that when you call, you can say, "I'm a licensed psychic
medium."
What if you know what I mean?
I don't want to do
forget all of that part. If this part just works, if everybody just goes in there saying what they think, the AI component can say,
okay,
200,000 people say it's there.
Yeah, it's got to be something to it. Yeah.
No, I get
So they don't have to, and then it can learn from itself. And
that's true.
Cross correlate.
Like, that sounds great. The technology sounds really cool.
It is something that we've been working on for years.
Good.
And it is something that I do believe will be probably one of my legacies.
I hope so.
The other one is not children.
Not cooking dinner very well.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, it's time for dinner, and I hate to say
it. All right, guys.
I'm getting hungry.
We love you, Khalees.
And
we love
you,
Tony.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm so glad that we spent this time together. I was very nervous about it today.
Yes, she was.
We'll see you guys next time, and, you know.
Bye, Khalees.
Bye, guys.
God bless everybody.
See you later.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants.